Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. While we prepare to spend time with our loved ones this holiday season, it's important to remember those who are fighting tirelessly to make this world a better place. I felt compelled to share with you the latest information on Julian Assange and the plight of whistleblowers like him in this incredible time that we live. Julian Assange has been held in captivity in a London prison while he awaits extradition to the United States. According to eyewitness accounts, Mr. Assange is being tortured in his London prison. According to Nils Melsner, he's the UN special reporter assigned to cover torture, he received several pleas from Assange and his supporters for help. He stated that it finally dawned on me that I'd been blinded by propaganda and that Assange had been systematically slandered to divert attention from the crimes he exposed. He further stated, he had been dehumanized through isolation, ridicule, and shame, just like the witches we used to burn at the stake. It was easy to deprive him of his most fundamental rights without provoking public outrage worldwide. He goes on to say, why spend so much breath on Assange when countless others are tortured worldwide? Because this is not only about protecting Assange, but about preventing a president likely to seal the fate of Western democracy. For once, telling the truth has become a crime. While the powerful enjoy impunity, it will be too late to correct the course. We will have surrendered our voice to censorship and our fate to unrestrained tyranny. Craig Murray, who was a British ambassador and current human rights advocate, gives his own harrowing account after personally seeing Assange at his October 21st hearing. He states, I was deeply shaken while witnessing yesterday's events in Westminster Magistrates Court. Every decision was railroaded through over the scarcely heard arguments and objections of Assange's legal team by a magistrate who barely pretended to be listening. Besides the blatantly unfair trial he witnessed, he further says, I was badly shocked by just how much weight my friend had lost, by the speed his hair was receded, and by the appearance of premature and vastly accelerated aging. He has a pronounced limp I have never seen before. Since his arrest, he has lost over 15 kilograms in weight. But his physical appearance was not as shocking as his mental deterioration. When asked to give his name and date of birth, he struggled visibly over several seconds to recall both. Until yesterday, I had always been quietly skeptical of those who claim that Julian's treatment amounted to torture, and skeptical of those who suggested he may be subjected to debilitating drug treatments. But having attended the trials in Uzbekistan of several victims of extreme torture, and having worked with survivors from Sierra Leone and elsewhere, I can tell you that yesterday changed my mind entirely, and Julian exhibited exactly the symptoms of torture victim brought blinking into light, particularly in terms of disorientation, confusion, and the real struggle to assert free will through the fog of learned helplessness. After seeing these eyewitness accounts, 60 doctors from 8 different countries wrote a 16-page open letter to the UK Home Secretary Priti Patel, and they also referenced Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott. The brave doctors are from US, Australia, Britain, Sweden, Italy, Germany, Sri Lanka, and Poland. They asked for Assange to be moved from the Belmarsh prison on southeast London to a university teaching hospital. The letter reads, we write this open letter as medical doctors to express our serious concerns about the physical and mental health of Julian Assange. Further, it reads, Mr. Assange requires urgent expert medical assessment of both his physical and psychological state of health. Any medical treatment indicated should be administered in a properly equipped and expertly staffed university teaching hospital. Were such urgent assessment and treatment not to take place, we have real concerns on the evidence currently available that Mr. Assange could die in prison. The medical situation is thereby urgent. There is no time to lose. They also expressed doubts about his ability to withstand the full extradition hearing, which is presently set for February. Julian Assange is not alone in experiencing profound abuse for being a whistleblower standing up for the weakest in our society. Those who do report crimes against the powerful are almost certainly subjected to a prolonged and abusive smear campaign with all the normal bells and whistles that comes along with that. The wealthy criminals hire smear artists to make up facts and twist information. They destroy a whistleblower's ability to work and function a normal life. They further gangstalk any reporter who dares to report on the subject in a fair light without including disparaging information to further their narrative. Other reporters back off, too scared to cover the story. And the blackout continues, and so does the pattern of abuse on whistleblowers and any reporter that dares to cover it. You know when you see this because the facts just do not add up. What we need is to recognize these patterns and to see through their tactics. We must put an end to this prolonged tyranny, or we will continue to descend in the dark ages, fearful to expose the truth.